Many of you know that I have a great deal of interest in health and physical fitness now, you know, a newfound. Well, I've got an offer here, which really has, and one of the people explaining this book says, revealing account of how the pharmaceutical industry places their profits before the health of people. There's no question that there's any number of reasons why we want to blame somebody else besides ourselves for being mormona or obese or fat, if you will. There is a hard-hitting new book out called Why is America So Fat? And the author of that book joins us now. He is the poet laureate of politicalpoet.com. He writes extensively there about life in America. He's also the owner and operator of a small health food store called the All American Nutrition, where he's dealt with firsthand the problems in the healthcare system that keeps so many people from being able to lose weight. You know, the old up-down syndrome, the yo-yo business. Anyway, it is his aptitude in both political and health issues that make him the perfect person to write this book. Why is America So Fat? Boy, you talk about a lengthy intro. There you go. Anyway, is this a picture of you on the back of this book, Ben?
Yes, it is, Mike.
I want to slap you. You look like you're in great shape. You know, besides the fact that you got to be in great shape to write a book like this, how do you stay in such great shape?
Well, I'll tell you, the best advice I've always given people that really want to be lean is pump iron. Did you ever do any weightlifting?
Oh, yeah. That's now even more, and more with core strength than with and big weight. Like, I used to want to do big weight. Now I want to do little weight lots of times.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm kind of in the same place now that I'm a little older. You know, it's kind of hard on you lifting real heavy weight. And I used to do the power lifting, and I could squat close to 700 pounds. But now I just do a lot of sets, 20 reps, 30 reps. And I'll tell you what, it's awesome for burning body fat.
You know, I am. I can't agree more. And I think that what we're happening now is lean, and lean is better than bulky. And you look like a guy that's been both. I mean, did you ever have a weight issue yourself?
No, I can't say that I ever really struggled with having to lose weight. Now, there was times when my body fat was maybe 15%, and I weighed as much as 218 pounds, which was a lot for me. And I'll tell you what, even, you know, and that's probably not much compared to what you were telling me you weighed. But you know what, I could feel a lot of aches and pains in my joints just from carrying that much weight on my frame. Because right now I'm about 190.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna say that, you know, your look at this subject is a refreshing one, only because you dive into a lot of stuff that we take for granted. We think that we read labels, you know, in America. We don't. We read only, I think we only see what we want to see when we look at one of these labels. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely. And you know, most people have never been taught to read labels. They don't really know what to look for. And, you know, see, my background is, as you brought up, I run a small health food store, but my degree is really in politics, political science.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the issue more from the standpoint of, well, wait a minute, you know, is it really just diet and lack of exercise that are causing so many people to be overweight? Or is there something more like the problems we see in so many other areas of life? It boils down to who's making a lot of money. And I really think that there's some companies out there, especially the pharmaceutical companies, that are making a ton of money from so many people being overweight. And you, for instance, I'm betting that you probably were taking some medication for maybe high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
You know what? My own deal, and a lot of people know this. I had sleep apnea. I was taking breathing medicine, and I was taking a lot of. I was onset type 2 diabetes, so I was taking.
Right.
I dodged the bullets with my heart, with my blood pressure, with my cholesterol. Never a big problem.
Well, and that's great. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people end up having to take medicine for those problems, which are caused by being overweight. Now, you mentioned diabetes, which is a huge problem in this country, most of which is caused by people being overweight.
Yeah, amen. And that's type 2 diabetes. It used to be the adult onset diabetes, they used to call it.
Right.
And it's set in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Now it's setting in the teens.
Well, and that's really what I'm seeing, and something that disturbs me is that so many young people are overweight now, even in high school. And again, back to, you know, is it the fault of poor diet and lack of exercise? Well, I grew up in the 70s, and there was a fast food restaurant on every corner, just like there is today.
Yeah.
And you know, I watched way too much television growing up, but you can see I didn't turn out overweight. Well, you know, why is it that you know, kids look so much different today than they did, you know, just 20, 30 years ago. Well, I think they're starting to get a lot of kids started with drugs at an earlier and earlier age. Things like Paxil, you know, to control them supposedly because they're hyperactive, which cause weight gain as a side effect.
Yeah, and then what do you do? You know, here's the thing that you've done that many have not done, Ben. All of these labels that are in there, all these photographs of products, and all of the amount of money that some of these companies are doing. I mean, you know, you think, well, that's a pharmaceutical company. They should be doing it.
It's pretty amazing, though.
They are mind-blowing. In other words, you talk about the tail wagging the dog. This is wagging the tail.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right, and you know, there's just no question that they're making a ton of money from people being overweight. The only question really is it intentional? And I think when you look at the evidence, like so many of the top-selling drugs, the listed side effect is weight gain. And then the other thing I bring up in the book, the lengths they went to ban a viable weight loss product, which was the ephedra weight loss products, instead of banning all the ephedra products, it kind of shows you what they want to accomplish, which is to get rid of a viable alternative for people that needed to lose weight.
Do your studies show that it is the same segment of the population that is going, like, flitting like a bee from flower to flower, from one drug or one medicine or one program to another?
Well, it really, Mike, back in this part of the country, seems like everybody's on prescription drugs. I mean, there's a few, you know, hardcore guys like me that pump iron that pretty much stay away from prescription medication for a lot of reasons, but, you know, mainly we would just want to live a healthy life. But it seems like, you know, so many people that, you know, come into my store and are just desperate to lose weight, and they're exercising 7 days a week. They've improved their diet, and they don't understand why they can't lose any weight. And that's really where I found out about these prescription drugs, is I would talk to especially some of these women. And, you know, they're really frustrated. They're actually gaining weight while they're working out 7 days a week. And then, yeah, well, I would talk to them, and then they would say, well, you know, I started taking this antidepressant about 6 months ago, and I really started gaining weight then, and I just can't seem to get it off. So I looked in the physician's desk reference, and sure enough, it's listing weight gain as a side effect. And the more I investigated, I would get back reports from other people, you know, working in the whole this field of interest that, hey, you know, some of these drugs can cause as much as 100 pounds of weight gain. And you know, the thing, it's not really funny. It's kind of sad. You know, let's say a woman is maybe 10 or 15 pounds overweight, and so she's depressed because she doesn't look the way she wants to. So she goes to a doctor, you know, to get something for depression, and guess what? He puts her on a drug that makes her gain 100 pounds. Now, how is that really going to make her feel better about herself and be less depressed?
Yeah, see, I mean, it looks to me like it's this rat race, and what happens is, and that's why I find the book interesting, because I've never seen this approach. I mean, I made a, you know, first place, a lot of people here know about Ben, but I'm trying to get a book out myself, and I'm going through the pains that you've already gone through.
Well, it sounds like you have a great story, you know, a success story, even though, of course, you had to have surgical intervention, but still, just to get the weight off.
And it was a big decision to decide to come out of the closet and be, you know, I should not say come out of the closet, but, you know, come out and be public about it, because with the success, you also have to admit the failure that led to the success, you know. But what I'm getting at is that your approach is so different that it helps. I don't want to say that it justifies somebody for being overweight, because there's a lot of reasons why I don't want to get into that.
Right.
But it certainly does give you some things to cognite on. Hey, find out if some of the drugs you are taking do this, and then find out from your physician either what can I take that is going to give me the same result that not maybe gain weight, or how soon can I get off this medicine?
Well, and that's exactly the message that I want people to get. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to eat a better, healthy diet and do some exercise, because that's certainly, you know, a way of life for me. But what I've seen is that so many people get frustrated when they don't get results from diet and exercise, and a lot of times it's caused by something beyond their control that they know nothing about. So the biggest message is, hey, you know, there may be a factor like these prescription drugs that's holding you back from making progress that you need to know about.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me, and I think that what I hope that this will does is, number one, get people to take a look at your book, but number two, to go home and take a look at their medicine closet and then find out, go on the internet if they have to, and find out if a side effect is, what are the side effects? Not just weight gain, but what are all the side effects of the stuff you take?
Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty scary on some of these drugs. Have you ever seen the physician's desk reference? I mean, the book is absolutely huge. And some of these drugs, I mean, the print, you can barely read it without using like a microscope. It's so small.
I was just going to say, I got this one medicine the other day, and I thought to myself, look, there's this little thing that's kind of rolled up in there. And when you open it up, it's almost big enough to cover a car. It's the thinnest paper you've ever seen. It's got print on it so small that you need a telescope to read it. I mean, you're right. But isn't this sort of a CYA mentality? In other words, they're trying to cover themselves for every possible little thing?
Oh, sure. And I think that's part of it. And the other side of it is I don't think they want people to know the potential side effects. I just think they want them to blindly trust their doctor and just take the drug and pay them the money, and that's the end of it.
Yep. I mean, but how do you wake people up? I mean, obviously you wrote a book. What has been, now I would imagine that you're not exactly the poster boy of the drug companies right now.
Well, no, I'm sure I'm not going to be their biggest fan. And, you know, I think that when a lot of people start realizing, hey, wait a minute, these drugs are going to make me fat. Well, at the very least, they're going to go to their doctor and say, look, is there some other alternative to using this prescription medication? And in the case of, Lipitor is a great example of a drug that they're just making a ton of money on, $8 billion in sales in 2002, and it's one that causes weight gain as a side effect. But you know what? Just a better diet with low fat and exercise has been proven to lower cholesterol. So, you know, a doctor may tell him that if they push him on it. And they really should tell him that up front instead of putting him on the medication.
One would think. All right, our guest is Ben Kennedy. We're talking about his book. It's Why Is America So Fat? We'll tell you about a website. We'll tell you about his nutrition store. We'll tell you how to get a copy of this book right after a short little break. Okay, if you just joined us, we're talking with an author. He is Ben Kennedy. The book is Why Are Americans So Fat? And I mentioned that there is a website, and there is. You can go to www.whyisamericasofat.com. By the way, our author Ben is with us on the air. We're talking about a book that just came out. You know, literally the ink is still wet on the copy I have. How has been the response so far, and are you seeing some action on this Why Is America So Fat website?
Well, I've had nothing but a good response. Of course, a lot of the people I'm dealing with are in the health and nutrition industry, and you know, they just love the fact that somebody has written something that is a little more political in nature than just the standard books on, you know, diet and exercise, because there's certainly plenty of them out there, and some of them are excellent. But again, you know, as we were talking about, there's sometimes some factors that most people don't realize may be holding them back from accomplishing their weight loss goals. So Why Is America So Fat talks about, you know, those kind of things.
Well, one thing that comes to mind right away is, you know, what was the agenda when you wrote it? Obviously, there's a message here that, you know, not only to pay attention to labels, but there's a not only a possibility, but a probability that some of these medicines are almost intentionally working against you just to make money. I mean, when you see the billions with a B that are being made in this pharmaceutical business, it makes one wonder, you know, exactly how scrupulous some of these big companies are, doesn't it?
Well, that's exactly it, Mike. And you know, I will admit that I'm kind of a cynical guy. Anybody that follows politics much develops a certain amount of cynicism. But, you know, you just can't look at the evidence that I have and not come to that conclusion that, hey, these companies really must want people to stay overweight. So, you know, I wrote the book kind of out of just a frustration of going out in public and seeing so many overweight people, and like we talked about a little earlier, so many young people that are overweight.
Yeah, you know, one thing that comes to mind is if a lot of us looked in the mirror one day and said, oh boy, look what's happened to me, and got a grip, took control of themselves, made the lifestyle changes they need to make, these companies would go broke.
Well,
100 million of us wake up to being overweight and are no longer overweight after a 5 or 6 year period. What are these guys going to sell us?
Well, right, and I don't think they want to give up all that money, so they're going to do whatever they can to, you know, keep things rolling. But that's really against what our government is supposed to be all about. Our government is supposed to protect us from just that kind of thing. But what I found is they're doing just the opposite. They're actually aiding these big companies and taking away viable products that we could use to lose some weight.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, there was a move underfoot lately to have all supplements, you know, controlled.
Yep.
This would have been horrendous for the good companies out there that are making products that are, you know, that are affordable, that, you know, that wouldn't have that big trail. But what about all of the unscrupulous products that are in in health food stores where you don't really know what you're taking.
Well, unfortunately, you have that in every business. I mean, there's good and bad products. And, you know, again, the whole point of writing a book is to try to educate people. And you mentioned the Internet as far as doing some research on even these drugs. You can find a tremendous amount of information on just about anything. So you can usually sift through, you know, some of the bogus products. And the great thing about nutritional products is there's a ton of research coming out of leading universities like Harvard, Columbia, that have studied some of these natural products and show that they work extremely well.
Get a great call off the air here, Ben, and that is, okay, how do I find out if I am victim to this big hoax, or how do I find out, how do I take steps to remedy what may be happening to me?
Well, again, anybody can access the physician's desk reference at a public library, because I called and checked here when I wrote the book just to make sure it was available. I do not believe you can find the whole PDR online, but there's actually some links in my book to a lady that has a site called drugawareness.org.
Yep.
That might be a good site for some of your listeners to start at. I know she lists some of the side effects for the antidepressants, and almost all of them cause weight gain as a side effect.
By the way, gang, there also is at the back of Ben's book, state-by-state, a breakdown of who the representatives are, what their phone numbers are, what their email address is, everything. And I think that when you grasp a hold of the concept here, if you do feel that, you know, it should be looked into, you got to, one thing we know, these people have to respond, you know, and they have to act, and they have to act on their constituents sending them something in writing. Phone calls don't work as an email or a letter does. What have you found so far that people are doing? You chronicled, how long did it take to do this? Must have taken forever.
Well, like any book, and I'm sure if you're writing one, you know, same thing. I really started years ago, and I just started, you know, writing, say, some articles that, you know, I would use here in my business. But a lot of it came out of conversations that I was having with people that come into my little store. And again, you know, like I talked about, you know, the frustration they were having with dieting and exercising and not work, and then learning, well, wait a minute, you know, and taking this prescription drug along with it. So it just kind of, I didn't start writing it till about last September, and I actually finished this past January. But I had to accelerate a little bit because I wanted to get the book out once they announced that they were actually going to ban the federal weight loss products.
Hey, well, good job, Ben. Thanks for joining me today. Once again, Ben Kennedy is the author of the name of the book, Why is America So Fat? www.whyisamericasofat.com. Books available wherever books are sold, including Amazon.com. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. I really appreciated talking to you and hearing your story.
All right. Aloha to you, my friend. Take care.
Mahalo.